Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Jen Chess about the new Parkinson's Disease Support Group in Indianola and Warren County. There's a new Parkinson's Support Group here in Indianola. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Parkinson's disease is rampant in the Midwest, and there are a handful of Parkinson's disease support groups in the state of Iowa. More and more are popping up around the smaller towns. Here in Indianola, I'm facilitating a new group for all of Warren County. And the purpose is so that people with Parkinson's and their care partners no longer have to travel so far. So the most common, well-known support group in our area is at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. And there, like I said, there's just so many people in the Midwest that have and are navigating with their care partners Parkinson's disease, that just to have people in their community that they're comfortable with, close to home, to offer support and kind of navigate it together as a group is the point.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the effect that Parkinson's has on the body and why it's such a hard thing to be able to function with.
Sure. So Parkinson's is basically the connection between the brain and the large muscle groups in the body deteriorates. And so movements become very small. It's a struggle. So you'll notice when someone is maybe early in Parkinson's, you might notice that their gait becomes more of a shuffle. They're taking smaller steps. You may notice that their voice is becoming less loud, less booming. So their muscles are just not working, functioning at the level that they were in the past. So their movements and their sounds are becoming smaller. That's all because the body, the dopamine level in the brain deteriorates. And once you have lost that level, the level of dopamine gets down to between 70 and 80%, then you get an actual diagnosis of Parkinson's. So that's the struggle. Your movements get very small. It's a deterioration in the brain.
Well, talk a little bit about the effect that it has not only on the person who has the disease, but the family members, the caregivers, why this support group is important to be able to have kind of that medium and that forum to be able to talk about some of the issues that people are facing.
Of course. So as an individual is navigating Parkinson's, there's a lot of loss of function and a loss of sometimes independence, and some along the way lose the feeling of being dignified. And so the family members have to watch. They have to watch their, or care partners, we like to call. Not necessarily is it a family member. It may be a close friend. It may be someone that is just kind of navigating along with the individual with Parkinson's, but they have to watch the deterioration. They have to watch the person with Parkinson's struggle with the loss of their independence, the loss of their strength level, and a huge change in their life. Not necessarily in old age either, because as we know, Parkinson's is an early onset issue as well. So just All of the emotions that go along with navigating Parkinson's, all of the loss of independence, so maybe helping with feeding, with dressing, all of that, as it deteriorates, the care partners have to navigate that as well. So it's stressful for both of them. You know, sometimes you'll have a person with Parkinson's who is functioning well at therapy, but when they get home, they're not going to do it for wife. So the wife's concern is, you know, why won't he do it for me? Am I pushing too hard? Am I asking too much? There's so many questions. And so with the support group, we have the individuals who are navigating Parkinson's get to discuss the issues and how it affects them and how they feel and how they've navigated it and how they've overcome it. Same with the care partners. The care partners have the opportunity at the support group to discuss what they're feeling and what they're experiencing and how they're navigating it, and offer each other resources and references and what's worked for them. So in essence, I mean, that is exactly what a support group is for. And just like when you see on TV, support group, we sit in a circle, we talk about it, we chat, and it's it's very functional on several levels.
Absolutely. It sounds very helpful as well for someone who's gone through a very tough event. We'll talk a little bit about the logistics. When is the meeting? How can people find out more information? And what should people know going in?
Our meetings are held on the second Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. at the Village of Indianola, the Wesley Life Village in Indianola. We have a meeting room just inside the building. Anyone is welcome to join us. So, I mean, you don't have to live in Warren County. You don't have to live in Indianola. You don't have to have Parkinson's disease. You don't necessarily have to be a care partner. Just, you know, if you are somehow affected by Parkinson's or want to learn more information or want to support people with Parkinson's, you're more than welcome to join us.
Thanks to Jen Chess for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.